Timothy 3:15. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. May the grace of God be with us. Amen. Just as an introduction concerning the adolescence, sure, it differs from that we spent in Egypt. It differs very much. But there are common things and specific things. For an adolescent, commonly speaking, everywhere on earth, and for Australian adolescents, something may differ. I may just mention a few points in the first topic, and then I'll ask you in an open discussion to put your fingers on the specific change between the adolescents here and in our culture in Egypt. Commonly speaking, adolescence is a period of growth in many areas. I was speaking with some of them at the Coptic Center, and I mentioned that this growth occurs in five areas at least. The first area is the physical, and the second is the mental, the third is the psychological, the fourth is the sexual, and the fifth is the spiritual. If we want to just have some sort of a resume to these five areas, we can say in the physical area there is a complete jump, a very rapid growth. Within few months or 1 year at most, a young child finds himself that he became a man, and also a young child and girl. She starts to feel that she is now a young woman. Now this jump in physical growth is very impressive on their personalities, and for sure they start to ask many questions, either in their own scope, that's between him and himself, or between him and his friends, or sometimes he is open enough to speak with his parents. Sometimes he may ask his Sunday school teacher or his father for confession. Sometimes, and this is the most important and most dangerous, he tries to know everything about this from his friends. Sometimes in Australia, probably, they take such lessons at school, and they give them an idea about what occurred in their body. This is different from our culture in Egypt. And actually it is good to know, but the most important point is that if I'm going to give them a hint about what occurred in their bodies, I must give them with this hint other things that may help them to grow in a perfect way and in a building way. Probably they may hear what occurred in their bodies scientifically, but nobody can speak with them in the spiritual aspect, and they need it badly, especially in this period of age. They need this badly to know how to deal spiritually, not only psychologically, but spiritually with this period and this acute turn in their lives. Physical growth, all of us know what does it mean, and therefore we must shift to the second area, that's the mental growth. I found it sometimes suitable to convince our young adolescents, when we speak with them, that their physical growth jumped rapidly and will stop afterwards more or less completely when the bones are closed and when he is mature physically. Not more than 23, 24 he is now. He may grow concerning obesity, but he is not going to grow more than this concerning the skeleton. Therefore, he must appreciate the difference between this rapid jumping physical growth and the regular gradual mental growth. He must know this. He must know that there is a gap between body and mentality. This doesn't mean that we are going to insult them or that we are considering them retarded or something like that. No, we want to impress and stress on this fact, because this will cause such a newly formed man feel the need for guidance and for wisdom and for advice. You are growing physically, okay, rapidly and in a jump, but mentally you are growing year after year. And if I have some sort of a scale, you will find that when he is 1 year physically, 1 year mentally, growth recovery, 5 years, 5 years, 10 years, 10 years, 13 years, يلاقي نفسه نطة جامدة جدا بالphysical growth, لكن mentally ماشي برضو gradual بمنتهى البطء ومنتهى النظام. Then the physical growth stands up here and stops here, and the mental growth is continuing till the end of life. Therefore, I am not insulting him, but he must know that in this period especially, in this teenager period, he is in need of spiritual guidance and even intellectual guidance and the experience of his parents and of his father in confession and of Sunday school teacher and readings and so on. This is important because sometimes they forget that. They just admire themselves as being big enough to deal with everything and every situation as a man. But he is, yes, a man physically, but mentally he is in need for guidance and wisdom. Psychological growth, you know, adolescence is a period of fluctuations in psychology. And it's well known that for an adolescent, because of this difference in growth between physical and mental, he feels that he is sometimes behaving like a man or like a young woman. But in the same time, he is longing to keep at the child level, the smooth life of children. He wants to be dealt with as a man, and at the same time he wants to be dealt with as a child. And therefore he is fluctuating between these two periods of life, and this causes him to be fluctuant concerning his psychology. You find the adolescents, sometimes they are very aggressive, sometimes they are very meek. Sometimes they are very cheerful and pleasant. Sometimes they are very sad. Sometimes they are very positive. Sometimes they withdraw negatively and start to agonize and feel lonely. Therefore, they need to understand them. Otherwise, you are going to deal with them in a very bad way. Please don't deal with them as old people. or as mature and grown-up ones. And also never deal with them as children. You must deal with them in accordance with their psychology. Yes, you must respect him as a man and respect her as a young lady. But in the same time, if he commits a mistake, please don't be difficult in dealing with him. Don't insult his manhood or his feeling that he became a man. Don't deal with him as a young child. Put in your mind that he is still growing and he doesn't know exactly what is the stage he is passing through. Therefore, if you are dealing with him in يعني بشيء من الشدة أو القسوة وعامل نفسك إيه أنت راجل وتعمل كده, هو راجل لكن من جوه إيه still growing من childhood لليوث. فخليك صفوح. يعني you must forgive him, you must be so kind with him, especially because this period is the period of ego and the period of emotions and affection. If you deal with him trying to break his ego and diminish this self-respect, he will suffer very much and probably he may leave you forever. On the other hand, never forget that he is in the period of emotions and love, and he wants to love anybody. He wants to love anything that he appreciates. If he enters into deep love with you as a leader, or with you as a leader for the young women, you are going to be able to guide him, advise him, enter into dialogue with him. He will be frank with you, and you can be impressive in his life. Otherwise, he will leave you to be in a group of very wicked people, or even worse than that. فمهم في خدمة الادوليسنس الحنان معاهم, عشان خاطر هم في فترة حب, عندهم طاقة حب عايزين يوزعوها. ومهم كمان الاحترام, ان انا ما اتعاملش معه على انه طفل, لا, he is now a young man, ولازم اعامله على انه بقى كبير. لما يغلط اعامله على انه صغير وقول معلش بكرة يتعلم, لكن لما انا اعامله على انه كبير, على اساس انه يكون في فهم للسيكولوجي بتاع هذه المرحلة, how they are fluctuant and fluctuating between childhood and youth. And never forget these two key words in the life of adolescence, the ego and love. If you insult him, you will lose him forever. If you love him, you will gain him forever. Therefore, deal with him as such. The fourth area is the sexual growth. He physically and she physically, both now they are completely grown up concerning the sexual organs and sexual physiology, physical sex. But a very important thing they must know from this very beginning of their youth period is that although they are mature physically concerning sex, they are not mature psychologically concerning sex, because it's well known also in psychology that the young people pass through two stages in their sexual growth. The first stage we can call it the general heterosexuality, that he starts general, يعني عام, hetero, يعني other, sex. يعني he looks towards the other sex in general and she looks to the other sex, the opposite sex in general. This is called heterosex, the opposite sex in general. This is called heterosexuality, and you know that it is antagonistic to the well-known word homosexuality. Now he is a heterosexual, but in a general way, he cannot now select his partner. He is looking generally to the other sex. He may select somebody today and change him tomorrow. And therefore, we must put in their minds this scientific fact. You are now, as a teenager, passing in the stage of general heterosexuality. Afterwards, starting from 20 or so, you can enter into the selective heterosexuality. You can select your partner once and for all. ده اللي لازم يعرفوه الشباب ومهم جدا. ولما بنقوله لهم بيبتدوا يصحوا فعلا وما يستعجلش هو لسه سنه 13 14 15 انه يفكر في الاوبوزيت سكس سواء من ريليشنز او انه يختار شريك الحياه. مش وقته ده لسه. هي از ان ذا جنرال ستيج. استنى شويه لما تبقى في السيلكتيف ستيج اللي هي يعني حتى سيلكتيف دي كلمه مش عجباني قوي لان هي في العربي احنا هنعرف انها اسمها الاحاديه. وان بارتنر. It is the one partner selective stage. Now he can choose his partner and she can choose her partner and forever. And this can be the preparation for marriage. It's important that young people must know this in order not to rush into choosing a partner from this early period in their youthhood. They must wait till they pass through the general heterosexuality stage and enter into the selective heterosexuality stage. This is very important. And here we can tackle something that can be specific to the Australian or the Western culture, tackle the subject of boyfriend and girlfriend. We can tackle the subject of premarital relations. We can tackle the subject of to get into premarital relations, because through this I can define who can be my partner. All these three aspects that are prevalent in the Western world in this teenager period must be tackled scientifically before spiritually, because sometimes he is not spiritual enough to believe you. Therefore you must deal with him not only in spiritualities but also in scientific way. Number one, when they start to choose girlfriend and boyfriend, we may ask him, what are you doing? What's your philosophy? What's your vision? Why you are choosing a girlfriend? He says, I want to know what am I going to marry. Okay, you are in the general heterosexual period. Please, this is wrong. This is wrong. We don't say that this is wrong because we are Egyptians or because we are religious, but this is wrong scientifically and practically, and this is the wrong way how to enter into the marriage procedure. Because he will enter into the marriage procedure in a sensual way. يعني هيبقى المقياس بتاعه هو داخل الجواز ان من البريماريتال ريليشنز والبويفريند والجيرلفريند والكلام ده هو هيتشوز البارتنر. طب انت بتشوز البارتنر على اساس ايه؟ يقولك على اساس التوافق بتاع الانتركورس ده. اقول له دي مصيبة. مش مصيبة عشان خطية بس. خطية دي ماشي. المسيح عنده حنان كفاية يسامح. الاخطر من كده ان ده is the wrong way how to get married. لانك انت هتخش المارج من باب sensual love. و sensual love is not withstanding, not constant, not fixed. A sensual love is just an eros, just a lust. And the lust cannot be at all the important criterion when you are going to choose your partner. The sensual relations is just one point in marriage. In marriage we have the mental relations, we have the psychological relations, we have the spiritual relations, and the oneness that occurs between the two partners in the Christian marriage is a oneness in nature, not in bodies only. Therefore we must teach them that these premarital relations can never give them a successful marriage, a persistent marriage, a constant withstanding marriage that can withstand the conflict and the difference in nature and in culture and in everyday life and the many winds that may come up to the family life. If he is convinced that this sensual love cannot be the only criterion in marriage, he may think about these premarital relations. Very important to discuss these points with our young people and to get them convinced that to be clean in this area, you are preserving your energy, you are growing psychologically till you become mature sexually on the psychological aspect, not only the physical or organic aspect, and then you can choose your partner and enter into oneness with your partner, not only from the sensual point of view, but from the two natures and the two beings as a whole. Marriage in Christianity means that the two are becoming one, and the one will become two. سهل أن two become one, مش كده؟ يقول لك يصير الاثنان إيه؟ جسدا واحدا. Union بين ال two partners, they become one. وبرضو الوان becomes two, لأن كل واحد منهم ابتدى يشيل شريك حياته في داخل قلبه في داخل فكره. يعني حتى بيسموه يعني زوج اثنين, يعني قبل كده كان اسمه ايه فرد ودلوقتي اسمه ايه زوج. فبقى زوج ليه؟ لأنه شايل واحد تاني معه أو واحدة تاني معه جوه قلبه. منين ما هو ماشي شايل شريكة حياته في قلبه. يعني لاحظها لما يبقى في اجتماعات خدام بعدين نتكلم ومبسوطين ساعة واثنين وبتاع, واحد يقول ايه يلا سوري سيدنا ايه, يقول الجرس ضرب, الجرس اللي ضرب, يقول مراتي في البيت مستنياني. هو قاعد معانا واحد فرد, لكن الحقيقة هو ايه, هو زوج, لانه شايل شريكة حياته في داخل قلبه وفي داخل كيانه. هي دي الوحدة المسيحية. فلما نتكلم الشباب على الـ holiness of marriage والholiness of sex, احنا الايام دي يمكن عندنا شوية دراسات في السكس عملناها بالعربي, طبعنا حوالي 7-8 كتب للشباب في السكس, عملت موجة حلوة جدا في الشباب, ابتدوا يفهموا قدسية الجنس, how sex is very holy, and I consider the sexual organs the most holy of all in the human body, because all your organs help yourself. The sexual organs are the only organs that give to the other partner and the child afterwards. هي الأجهزة الوحيدة المعطاءة. Sexual organs أو الجنس هو الحاجة الوحيدة في الإنسان اللي فيها بيدي نفسه للآخر, وهم الاثنين بيدوا نفسهم لابنهم الصغير. بقية الأعضاء اللي في جسمك بتديك أنت بس. العين, الكلية, الكبد, مش عارف إيه, بتخدمك أنت بس. فده يعني أجهزة مقدسة جدا, هي أجهزة الحب, وبيسموها the holy of holies, قدس أقداس الجسم. مهم قوي في السن ده اللي داخلين فيه للبراكتس بتاع السكس وللمتاعب بتاعة اللي بيشوفوها حواليهم والإغراءات والpersuasions اللي من برة كتيرة, إننا نكلمهم في كل الحاجات دي. لازم يعرف ان هو بيعدي في two stages, لازم يعرف ان the premarital relations مش هي الطريق الصحيح للزواج, لازم يعرف قدسية الزواج, لازم يعرف قدسية الجنس. Sex is the only area that we participate with the Lord through it in creating other human beings. It's fellowship with the Lord in creating new human beings. Not human beings to increase the number of human beings in Australia, but also to increase the number of saints in the church. You see how much sex is sanctified and glorious. They are going to offer their young people to the church, to the Lord, and to have them as new organs in the body of Christ and increase the number of saints in heaven. You are participating in creating heaven and earth. It begins in the بتشارك في إنماء السماء والأرض. السماء عشان هيزيد عدد القديسين والأرض هيزيد عدد الناس ويستمر النوع البشري أو الجنس الإنسان. We need to speak with them in these sexual matters because sex bothers them very much. You cannot escape this fact and you must tackle it in a spiritual way and a scientific way with these other lessons. Now, the last area is the spiritual area. And I always put it at last because for the young people especially, if you start with the spirituality, they say, oh, we are going to hear preaching and sermons, and he starts to sleep. But for the young people, it's better to attract him through different areas that are very loud. Very loud. صوتها عالي. صوت الجسم عالي وصوت النفس عالي وصوت الجنس عالي وصوت العقل برضو. لكن صوت الروح دايما ايه؟ هادي وخافت. Therefore postpone it to the end because through these introductions you are going to achieve your goal. When you ask this young man or these young people to enter into relation with the Lord, and I always prefer to put them in three words, and I got sure that they in the camp started to recite them in order not to forget them. In this period they need a spiritual father, a spiritual regime, a spiritual atmosphere. You must convince them of these three things. He needs a spiritual father, يحتاج أب روحي, to ask, to confess, to find solutions for his problems, to find sympathy, to find psychological relief, to find love and fatherhood. This is very important. And as some of you told me, the most important problem that many people are complaining of now is the problem of feeling rejected. He feels that he is rejected. He is unwanted. Or that he is lonely. Sense of loneliness. Now this sense can be diminished to a minimum when he enters into relation with the Lord, with the church, and this can occur through the spiritual father and the spiritual regime. Through confession, he has his sins forgiven and remitted, and he feels that he can find support and solutions for his problems. Also, his father will give him the spiritual regime. He'll give him an idea how to pray, how to read the Bible, how to begin, how to become stable and regular in these spiritual practices, how to understand the Bible, how to read the spiritual books, how to be regular in the youth meeting. He will give him some sort of a schedule for his day and for his week. For the day, prayer and Bible. For the week, youth meeting and mass. for the month, confession and communion. He starts to put him on practical things in order not to leave him in a vague atmosphere of spiritualities, and he doesn't know how to, and he doesn't know how to proceed and how to start. Start by having a spiritual father and confess each month. Two, let your father give you the schedule of the day and of the week and start to be sticking and committed to this schedule. And number three, you need a spiritual atmosphere. Never leave the church. Come and participate in the meeting, participate in the activities. And the most important thing to notice is to change our meeting to a community. It's very easy to have a youth meeting. Ill meeting, اجتماع, like in community, يعني ايه؟ مجتمع. في فرق بين اجتماع ومجتمع. اجتماع زي اللي احنا عاملينه دلوقتي, هنقعد شوية نسمع كلمتين وبتاع ونمشي. لكن يمكن لما ناخد اللانش مع بعض, يمكن لما نطلع رحلة مع بعض, يمكن لما نبات مع بعض في كامب ولا حاجة. This changed the meeting into a community. The young people need to have a community. He cannot live isolated. He will have his own community outside the church. If you not pick him and give him the opportunity to have a youth group and a community inside the church, he will have his community outside the church, and it will be a very dangerous community for his life. Therefore, we need to give him this atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere. If he puts these three things in front of his eyes, the spiritual father, the spiritual schedule, the spiritual atmosphere, I'm sure he will be day after day deeply inserted into the heart of God, and God will be deeply inserted into his heart, and he will day after day grow in the spiritual life, not as something obligatory or that he must do this because his parents are all the time squeezing and pressurizing him to do this. No, he must feel this at ease. He must choose to be a Christian, a good Christian. He must be convinced that this spiritual atmosphere is a building one, building his personality in total, not in certain areas, leaving the other areas. When he feels that we are giving him the atmosphere of love, of social activities, of Christian spirit, of family life, he will stay inside the church willingly and in enthusiasm, and he will participate and contribute, and day after day he may become one of the servants of the Lord and one of the Sunday school teachers. I think this is just a portrait or a picture, general idea about the adolescents, and I may repeat the five areas, saying that they are the physical area, the mental area, the psychological area, sexual, and then spiritual areas. May God help us all in serving these precious, precious, precious young people. Amen. اتفقنا على الحوار, ومن دلوقتي انا مش هتكلم خالص. عندنا الوقت حوالي نص ساعة مناقشات في الكلام ده, وأحب إن احنا نشارك كلنا فيه. أنا بالتالي مضطر أقف لأن مش شايف اللي ورا ومش شايفين اللي ورا. هنا أنتوا مش عاملين لا خليها كده ماشي. إذا كان في أي حوار
creating rather than a youth meeting, a youth community. In our previous experience, we've come to a dilemma that sometimes in the effort to create a youth community rather than just a youth meeting, that certain things get out of hand. Parents start to complain that children don't come back home until very late. Some parents are worried about their daughters and they say, we don't want to send them to church because they come back late and we don't know what's going on. And certain rumors start. And in the effort to create the church, the youth community within the church, we could actually stop some youth coming to church, especially young ladies. So how do we get over this problem?
I want you to participate in answering the question, but if I had something in mind, I'll mention it. First of all, don't neglect that they have their Egyptian culture. This is number one. Number two, even in Egypt, we face this because they have an idea that whenever you have young women and young men together, this means Satan will be the dominating power. Therefore, give them the excuse because they are afraid. Number three, it is a learning process, even for the parents. We suffered this in Egypt when we started to speak with them concerning the mixed meetings. We suffered very much. Until now we are suffering because they have the idea that mixed meetings means sins. And we say an unmixed meeting means weak personalities and weak spiritual life. He must be acquainted to be living inside a mixed meeting in the church. It's a type of vaccination. I consider it a type of vaccine, because what's the vaccine? You are giving the same microbes of the disease in order to protect yourself from the disease itself. Therefore, mixing is outside in a very bad way and a very free way, a very loose way. I want to train them inside the church to have mixing in a spiritual way, as a family, as an one body in Christ. This is a learning process. You will find difficulties for sure, but day after day they become convinced. When we start such a meeting, they are afraid. 1 year they start to feel relaxed. When you start activities, they are afraid. But the activity, when passes safely, and they return home saying that we benefited very much from the camp and from the activity, sure, their fathers start to change their mind afterwards. Therefore, it's a learning process, and be patient. Patient, لآخر درجة. لغاية ما, day after day, things will move. This is my mind. Don't forget the Egyptian culture. Don't forget that they are afraid concerning their young people. And number three, it's a learning process. النهارده بيعملوا في التربية حاجة اسمها تربية الآباء. تربية الآباء. ليه بقى هي النقطة مش انهم مش متربيين. النقطة انهم they must educate, learn something new. هم عدوا مرحلة ودخلوا في مرحلة تانية. سابوا مجتمع ودخلوا في مجتمع تاني. They need education. They need education. واحد من علماء التربية الكبار قال كده. قال ان انا ربنا اداني 4 اولاد. ربيتهم كويس. انا متأسف ربوني كويس. فقالوا لي يعني ربوك؟ قال لهم قال اتعلمت جدا جدا منهم. Every day I was gaining much knowledge وانا بعمل تربية الاولاد. Therefore, even the parents need some sort of learning and education and awareness. How, if you are going to isolate your young girl in a very strict way, once she is in a certain age, she may leave you and forever. Please get her in the church to get in communion and in fellowship with her brothers and sisters inside the church and in a spiritual atmosphere. My last point is, try all the time to guide these mixed meetings in some sort of a pleasant control. It must be a control, but it must be pleasant. You must control these meetings and activities in a pleasant way in order to diminish any risk that may occur from the mixing between the two sexes. Yes. Yes.
With the acceptance of the parents for the situation, actually. In the early 80s, I was involved in one of the churches here in Sydney in activities like this. And we used to stay out up to 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock after midnight. But we used to make sure that the kids had gone home safely.
Sure.
By ourselves.
Sure.
On an individual basis. We had very, very little complaints from the parents at the time. I think the onus is on us as teachers of Sunday school and youth.
We have responsibility.
Carry the responsibility properly and do something about it and sacrifice a bit for them.
That's good.
Sometimes, Sayyidina, there is a tendency to give the social part of the service of the meeting to non-spiritual people, like all the spiritual people congregate in where they can produce the word of God.
You hear? You hear the voice?
Yes, I mean, sometimes sometimes it's the fault of us as servants. Sometimes we give the social activity and making the meeting in a community, we give that responsibility
to non-spiritual
people who
person.
Are non-spiritual. And sometimes the activities are all centralized around two things: outings and eating. They go to McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza. But I never heard, probably there are other meetings which some people have a band, some people have a chorale or a choir. But apparently the land of plenty has taught us either to go out, and mostly we go out to eat. So these are the two activities I have seen in majority, but I don't want to judge everyone.
We have here 2 points. I think we can extract them from these words. Number one, even when we have social activities, the spiritual teachers or workers must not withdraw. دائما لما كنا نعمل نادي الخدام الروحيين يسيبوا النادي. تقول له يا عم سايبه لمين؟ يقول انا ما اقدرش يا سلام بافقده. I lose my peace when I enter the club. انا ما اقدرش، انا ببقى مرهق جدا وما بحبش الكلام ده. طب وانت لما بتحبش الكلام ده، اللي هيبقى في النادي ماسك النادي المشرف الرياضي اللي ملوش اي خبرة روحية حتى لو كان كريستيان، يعني ممكن يبقى non spiritual altogether، فطبعا هيبقى بيدي very bad impressions ومش هيقدر يصلح الولاد ومش هيقدر يراعيهم and so on. Therefore please, the social activities need more interest and more concentration from the spiritual workers. يعني إذا كنت أنت بتدي اهتمام للاجتماع الروحي إرات، ادي للأوتنج ده 24، اطلع معاهم واخدمهم ولاحظ. حتى لو لاحظت اي مثلا ثنائيات زي ما بنسميها احنا في مصر، ابتدي برضو deal with them in a pleasant way. How to get in contact with your friends in total and not in couples, because this is not the time for choosing your partner. وهكذا، يعني فرصة للخدمة كبيرة جدا، ولو ما عملناهاش احنا هيعملها الشيطان بس بالمقلوب، ولو ما عملناهاش احنا هم هيضيعوا برا ومحدش هيعرف يجيبهم تاني. دي النقطة الأولى، إن الـ spiritual workers يشاركوا في الـ social activities. والنقطة الثانية اللي هي نوعية الـ social activities، إنها ما تبقاش بس outing و eating، ولكن يكون في other، زي برضو حكاية الكورال وحفظ التسبيحة والألحان والكانس والكلام ده، ودرس كتاب وcompetitions وكل الحاجات دي، ويطلعوا يعملوا فيزيتيشنز لبعض ويشوفوا العيان ويشوفوا البيرث داي بتاع فلان وهكذا. كل دي حاجات توسع دائرة السوشيال اكتيفيتيز فتخليها مور افيشنت.
Your Grace, one of the main problems I think that every servant in every church in Australia feels is a general
we mentioned in the start of our speech, they are physically can be responsible because of this physical growth, but concerning the mental, the psychological, the spiritual, they are not grown up, they are not mature yet. Therefore we need to be patient with them. Please be patient with them, and it's a learning process also by itself. And هو ده السن اللي بعلمه المسؤولية بقى شوية شوية ما يقاسش منه بسرعة. ويعني اللي علمتنا الأيام إن إحنا ما نيأسش من أي شاب صغير. يا ما شباب صغيرين كانوا في منتهى الشقاوة وما يتحملوش مسؤولية وبعد كده بقوا حاجة حلوة جدا جدا. فIt needs patience, learning, and also it needs from ourselves some sort of appreciation لل stages they are passing through. نطول بالنا عليهم. وبعدين تعرف لما تديله حتة مسؤولية صغيرة وينجح فيها he feels proud, فتروح مديله الأكبر it's a learning process. Yes.
في السن ده بيبقى نوعية كويسة وبرك البيت support الكنيسة, لكن ساعات بنلاقي على أساس ان هما بيجي هنا just an hob find his friends in the church and social activity. بيجي على أساس له صحابه في الكنيسة. فمن ضمن النوعية دي بنلاقي نوعية متعبة جدا ملهاش أي أساس روحي, وبتاخد مجهود كبير على أساس إن هي تبتدي تنمو روحيا. الفترة اللي الأب الكاهن أو الخدام بيشتغلوا فيها بنلاقي إن هذا الشخص بيأثر على الباقيين ويمكن بيقودهم إلى نواحي وحشة كتير. فإزاي نتصرف معه؟
الquestion concerning إن بعض التينيجرز بيبقى بسبب ظروف ساعات, خد بالك إن أنت قلت ملاحظة إن في منهم ناس بيتهم بيساعدهم على النمو الروحي وفي ناس بيتهم بيعكسهم في النمو الروحي. و it's a well known fact that for a troublesome adolescent behind him there is a problem at home or a problem in his personality, انه مثلا ما نجحش, انه مثلا and so on. ف إذا كنت بقول في الأول we need patience بالنسبة لل we need patience عشان يتعلموا responsibility, ده بالنسبة general speaking. لكن for this specific case they need more patience and هنا الكي بقى more love personal contact. لما تحبه تملكه, تعرف لو تشنكت قصاده هيبهدلك. احنا جربناها كتير وانس هتتكلم مع الشباب بطريقة لا غلط انا مش عارف ايه يروح ضحكين هم وكل واحد يبص اللي جنبه ويروح غايزك في حاجة تاني وقاعدين مبسوطين ان احنا صحيح. يعني أنا لاحظتها كتير, أحسن طريقة لاحتواء الشباب الصعب الحب. بالمحبة تلاقيك رحت مالكه على طول, ماسك المفتاح بتاع شخصيته. يعني دايما أنا بفتكر هنا قصة, طلعت أوتوبيس مرة, كنا أول مرة نعمل رحلة مختلطة لشباب الجامعة في مصر, شباب بني سويف في مصر, فرايحين طموه. الولاد لما قلنا إنها مختلطة ايه بقى كله جه, طبعا لو قلنا انها مش مختلطة ما كانوش هيجوا بالشكل ده. وبعدين اتلموا العيال, الاتوبيس بقى خلاص هينفجر من جوه, مفيش مكان خالص. زي اتوبيسات القاهرة يعني بتاعت كل يوم، نسيتوها انتوا طبعا دي فبنفكركوا بيها. انا بقى كنت لسه يعني شماس يعني، طلعت بالعافية حشرت نفسي عشان ايه اطلع بقى والاتوبيس يقوم. فببص لقيت في الاول كده في درجة اولى اربعة قاعدين على الكراسي القدامانية، انما عيال عفاريت بقى اشقى ما يمكن. قلت بس ضعنا احنا النار، قدامي حاجة من اتنين، يا هتشنج وقعدوا احنا في كنيسة والاتوبيس كأنه قداس ايه انا مش عارف، واقعد اتشنج بالشكل ده يروحوا ضحكي، واقعد انا اخلي وهم يضحكوا وباظت الامور. كل اللي عملته ان انا رحت داخل اقعد في وسطهم. الله مش انت فلان، مش انت فلان، مش انت فلان، ما حدش انتوا وحشين جدا، ليه ما بتجوش، مش عارف ايه، دخلت معاهم في صحبيه خلاص خلصت الحكايه. لاخر الرحله كانوا احسن ناس في الرحله وهم اللي طلعت بيهم اصدقاء اخر الرحله. فالترابل سام دول 100% وراهم بروبلم and they need love and patience. نعم يا رفيق، المفروض تصور نفسك وانت بتتكلم يعني، المفروض تصور اللي بيتكلم. انا بس عليا الرهبان دول متعبين، الرهبان وابونا بشوياسة هما دول المتعبين في الحكاية. لازم بقى المطنيات اللي نعم كل ده تسجل عليك يا ابونا بشوية عشان تبطل الحكاية دي، اصل دي من مصر يعني، احنا حبايب من مصر واخدين على الحكاية. نعم.
بالنسبة للبرنامج بتاع البروجرام بتاع اليوس ميتينج، لما بنسأل اليوس what kind of topic you would like to talk about it، بيقول مش عايزين نسمع حاجات كنسية too boring، هي الثقوس والعقائد and all that.
It's a very important question. ان الشباب ساعات يقول لك الحاجات الكنسية boring ومش عايزين نسمع الحاجات دي وبالشكل ده. بصوا برضو مفتاح الشباب زي ما قلنا اللوف والبيشنس الكونتريبيوشن، مفتاح الشباب المشاركة. طالما انت اللي هتفرض عليهم الموضوع حتى لو كان موضوع من بتاع سنهم هيبقوا متضايقين، انما once they contribute in choosing the topics and in preparing for the meeting and in discussions of such a topic، لو هو اختار الموضوع معاك ولو هو اشترك في تحضير الاجتماع معاك ولو هو دخل في المناقشات معاك في الاجتماع، ثق ان هو هيقبل اي موضوع تدهوله. انما عشان تجيبه يقعد زي الكرسي كده ويسمع اللي انت بتفرضه عليه هيبقى بورينج ويمشي على طول. حط كلمة contribution دي، لان الشباب النهاردة يعني غير ايامنا الامور اختلفت يعني. واحنا صغيرين كنا نقعد نتعلم والاستاذ يقول ده خلاص خلصت دي. النهاردة بقت لغة الحوار الديالوج الديسكشن، how through a group discussion you reach to the reality and to the vision and to the principles. حتى ربنا لما جه يخلق حواء ما خلقهاش مع آدم من أول يوم، كانوا اتخانقوا من أول يوم، هم اتخانقوا بعد كده. لكن ليه ربنا عمل حاجة يعني بتاعت واحد expert in psychology؟ في الأول جاب آدم لوحده وبعدين عدى قدامه الحيوانات كلها والبتاع وقال له اديها أسامي، فطلعت كلها ايه couples 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 couples، يقول لك وأما لنفسه فلم يجد ايه معينا. يقول لك ايش معنى أنا لوحدي؟ قال له يعني انت عايز حد؟ قال له طب خلاص عملك حد. فبقى دي النيد بتاعت آدم مش imposed on آدم، حتى هو نفسه قال انها تدعى امرأة لأنها ايه من امرئ وانها لحم من لحمي وعظم من عظامي. Very important to lead the young people to discover their needs, even the ecclesiastical and church needs and the spiritual needs. يعني مش هو انت اللي قلت له عايز ايه ولا اتكلمنا على اللي مش عارف سكس وبس، مش عايز غير كده هو ماشي، ما تقولوش لا بس قوله اوكي طب ادي ايه، ادي 20 موضوع عشان هنحضر البروجرام بتاع الثلاث شهور الجايين. التوبكس انتوا اللي تختاروا بقى، ادي 20 موضوع وفي مفتوحه اوبشنز ثانيه بيضاء زي ما تحب تكتب اكتب. وزع عليهم ال 20 موضوع وقول لهم اختار منهم ال 12 ولو ما عجبكش اكتب تحت اللي انت عايزه. هتبص تلاقيه بعد ما خلص موضوعين في الطهاره وفي السكس ابتدى ينقي ايه موضوعات ثانيه في البايبل في التشيرش، ويحس ان هو اللي شارك في العملية دي. وتيجي في الاخر تديها لهم هم يعملوا تحليل ويقولوا لك ادي ال 12 توبك اللي احنا اخترناهم. اوكي ويل اند جود وي ستارت. وبعدين اشركهم في المناقشات، اشركهم في انه يتكلموا. في حاجة بيعملوها في مصر ظريفة اسمها منبر الشباب، مرة في الشهر يقفوا الشباب هم اللي يمسكوا الاجتماع من اوله لاخره، يعني يبتدوا هم اللي يقودوا الصالة وهم اللي يقودوا الترتيل، وده كل مرة مثلا. وبعدين واحد يقول صفحة الغلاف. ايه صفحة الغلاف؟ سانت انتوني. ليه؟ اصل احنا الوقت في يناير بقى وعيد انبانتونس وهنتكلم على انبانتونس. ويبتدي واحد يتكلم عن انبانتونس، بعد كده حكمة العدد، واحد يقول موتو كده ويبتدي يشرح الابعاد بتاعته. يجي واحد ثالث يقول آية العدد، آية والاباء قالوا فيها ايه. واحد يقول قصة العدد وهكذا. وبعدين سؤال العدد او ريبورتاج العدد او حوار مع يجيبوا ابونا ويقعدوا يسألوا اسئلة قدام الشباب وابونا يرد and so on. لما يبقوا participants they will not be against these important topics for their lives اللي هم البايبل والتشيرش والاذر topics. عندنا اربع خمس دقايق
نعمل بريك. Back to the stage you also mentioned about the selective stage, selective heterosexuality. I'm just worried about if we'll mention that to the youth, that they are capable to select at the age of 20. They think at that age they can do it properly. In mind, the rate of divorce in Australia, the total rate of divorce in Australia, 1% of it is for those who got married less than 25 years old.
Less than 20. طب يعني انت معايا انه يستنى شوية.
نعم. But if we say at the age of 20 you got the select, you are in the select.
لا يعني he can starting from this he is in the age من 30 من 20 لغاية ما
in مفتوح. The select, is the selective stage also mentioned, is that mean he's capable only emotional selection at the time but not a proper selection?
Yes. معلش ما احنا لو اتكلمنا على موضوع الجواز موضوع لوحده، بتكلم على النقطة دي اللي هي الايموشنال سيليكشن وانه يستنى على الاشرين، بكلم على السبريتشوال ماتيوريتي اللي لازم تساعده على الجواز. طبعا دي لما تتكلم على هاو تو تشوز يور بارتنر ده موضوع تاني totally. بس دي وان بوينت، بس انك انت ما تستعجلش في اختيار البارتنر وانت صغير، استنى شوية لغاية after 20 او starting from 20. خد بالك لازم يكون في spiritual maturity، لازم يكون في financial maturity، لازم هكذا يعني يتقال عدة حاجات. وبعدين ايه الكريتيريا اللي الواحد يبني عليها الجواز بتاعه؟ طبعا ده موضوع تاني فعلا مهم ان هو يتاخد زي مصر. يمكن احسن لو يتاخد في الجروب اللي بعد كده على اساس انهم، وما فيش مانع من اللي قبل كده يكون عندهم awareness، مش وحش اللي يكون عندهم awareness. فكرتني بحاجة في السؤال ده، حكاية الديفورس. ياريت نكون عندهم رفض للديفورس من هم صغيرين، بمعنى ان الديفورس ده بيمزق الفاميلي وبيمزق الاطفال. فلو انا من وهو صغير هو لا ان الديفورس ده حاجة سهلة جدا افيلابل يعني every day accident، فلازم اربيه من جوه على ان الديفورس ده يبقى يعني له مواصفات مسيحية وحاجة وحشة، لانه 100% بيعمل مشاكل في الاسرة ومشاكل في الاطفال وحيبوا اطفال بدون اباء وانصاءان. فمهم قوي نربي في اطفالنا وفي الصغيرين الاسترال اللي هيتربوا هنا يعني انهم ما يستسهلوش الديفورس. لازم نعمل عندهم شيء من الريجكشن. تعرف زي ما كانوا واحنا صغيرين علمونا السجاير وحشة، الخمرة وحشة، مش عارف ايه وحش، طلع عندنا نوع من الريجكشن للحاجات دي, انبلت ريجكشن. فلو بقى عندنا الحكايه دي يبقى كويس. ايه ده اخر بس ورقه دي وبعدين واحد بيقول as a youth I feel that we are very much in need to interaction between the different churches and youth meetings. I feel that at the moment this interaction does not exist. How do we create an atmosphere of participation between the different churches, at least in Sydney? هو شوف احنا يعني بنحاول نعمل حاجة كده في مصر من غير اي رسميات. وانس الرسميات دخلت الفاعلية بتهرب من ناحية الثانية. So without any officiality we start to have some sort of a لجنة or a group, بس مش لجنة يعني عشان تتحكم ولا بتاع, لا, ولا اسامي وكل واحد يبقى زعلان ما حطهوش في اللجنة ابدا. كل كنيسة تقول مين اليوث ريبريزنتاتيف بتاعها, ودول مع بعضيهم ومع الاباء وامناء الخدمة يبقى لهم قاعدة يقولوا نعمل ايه على مستوى سيدني في سنة 91. احنا بنعمل حاجات بسيطة جدا, يعني نقول بنعمل في كل حي في القاهرة لجنة اسمها لجنة خدمة الحي, لجنة خدمة الشباب في الحي. ايه اللجنة دي؟ مجموعة من الخدام بيمثلوا الكنائس دول, and they start together to have some sort of a plan for يعني مثلا 1991 مثلا يعملوا ندوة شهرية عامة لكل شباب سيدني once per month, وفي يوم غير يوم اجتماعات الشباب عشان ما نأثرش على اجتماعات الشباب, ويبقى ليها متكلمين وبرنامج كويس, او مثلا يكون جايبين معانا فيديو تيب معين يكون مهم او حاجة زي كده. يعني يبقى لي مرة في الشهر مثلا ندوة شهرية لشباب سيدني. ولو عملت كمان معرفش اذا كان انتوا عندكم دي ولا لأ, ندوة شهرية لخدام سيدني بس كفاكر. لو عملنا دول يعني يبقى achievement جبار جدا. يعني طبعا الندوة الشهرية دي تتنقل من كنيسة لكنيسة. الشهر ده احنا في ماري مرقس, الشهر ده في ماري جيليو, الشهر ده في العدرا, الشهر ده في الملاك. فكل شباب الملاك هيتلموا مع بعض عشان اخواتهم اللي جايين من بقية سيدني هيقولهم. فبتبقى حاجة بتعمل نوع من التنشيط كويس. يوم روحي للشباب على مستوى سيدني يتنقل في الكنائس, ويوم روحي للخدام على مستوى سيدني يتنقل في الكنائس. بس كده لو عملنا دول في سنة 91 اعتقد ان عملنا a big achievement فعلا. One spiritual day for the youth for Sydney at large and one for the Sunday school teachers of Sydney at large, and we shift from a church to another. يعني كل كنيسة هنروحها, يعني مرة نروحها شباب مرة نروحها خدام تغيير, لان انتوا يمكن 6 كنائس ولا حاجة زي كده ولا 7. يعني هتبقى عملية لطيفة تعمل نوع من الشركة. انا يعني مش عايز اغيظكم واقول ان انا اعرف خدام كنايسكم اكتر ما انتوا تعرفوا بعض, نتيجة ان انا بروح هنا شوية هنا شوية هنا شوية وبص الاقيهم ما يعرفوش بعض. ما عرفش ليه كده؟ ما عشان ما ملناش لقاءات ايه مشتركة مع بعض. لو الاباء مع المسؤولين الخدمة مع ريبريزنتاتيف لليوث من كل كنيسة فكروا كده في الحكاية دي بدون رسميات, لان الرسميات هي اللي بتضيع كل حاجة, ببساطة المحبة وبوداعة المسيح. لان احنا عايزين نعمل يوم روحي للشباب ويوم روحي للخدام مرة في كل كنيسة مرة. اعتقد ده ممكن يبقى له فايدة. طبعا ممكن يبقى في اقتراحات تاني نسيبها بعدين, لان دلوقتي if we are 12 and we must take our lunch if there is a lunch.